So what if I told you that like a 10-second audio clip of you yelling over a video game is literally all hacker needs to completely drain your bank account?
Right. And what if I added that the operating system you're using to actually play that game is about to fundamentally rewire itself to monitor every single keystroke, file, and application you open
Yeah.
permanently?
Yeah, it's intense. Today, we are doing a deep dive into this wild 24-hour window where the structural foundation of the tech world basically just fractured.
It really did.
We've got this stack of notes from the Tech in Morning briefing dated May 4, 2026, and six massive headlines all dropped in one single day. We're talking military defense, personal computing, and astronomical cybersecurity breach.
And the total collapse of traditional hardware models, right?
Exactly. So our goal here is to basically extract the signal from the noise and figure out exactly what all this means for you.
Because, I mean, while these might look like isolated events, they are absolutely all symptoms of the exact same pressure cooker. We are watching artificial intelligence force this massive adapt or die restructuring across, well, every major institution on the planet.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start right at the top level with the Pentagon's new AI accord. They just officially signed agreements with seven tech giants.
The big ones.
Yeah, OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, AWS, NVIDIA, SpaceX, and Reflection AI. And they're deploying their AI models directly onto classified military networks. We aren't talking about like standard enterprise servers here.
No, not at all.
They are pushing these models to IL-6 and IL-7 networks.
And for context on what that actually means practically,
Yeah.
Impact Level 6 and 7 aren't just software permissions. This is SIPRNet and JWICS.
They're air-gapped stuff.
Exactly. These are physically air-gapped networks holding top-secret national security data. They have zero connection to the outside internet.
Wow.
So deploying a massive, compute-heavy large language model into a sealed subterranean server farm is a logistical nightmare. But the Pentagon is doing it anyway because they basically consider it an existential necessity at this point.
I mean, they're integrating them into GenAI.mil, which is already just massive. Over 1.3 million active military personnel are using it right now for intelligence analysis and data synthesis.
Yeah.
And the budget is staggering. It's an estimated $50 billion by 2030, purely to outpace China and Russia.
Which really tells you everything you need to know about the stakes here. They are entirely redesigning the military decision-making loop.
How so?
Well, instead of human analysts spending like 72 hours parsing satellite imagery and intercepted communications, an on-premise AI model synthesizes all of it in 4 seconds.
4 seconds. That's wild. But looking at this list of the seven companies that got the green light, there's a really glaring omission. Anthropic isn't there.
Yes, the Anthropic situation.
Anthropic's Mythos model was just documented out hacking elite human cybersecurity teams. It is arguably the most capable model for this exact military use case.
It definitely is.
But they got booted from the negotiations because they demanded ethical limitations and veto power over how the model is used. So the Pentagon basically said no thanks to the one company trying to put guardrails on military AI.
The friction here is super fascinating. Anthropic wanted a kill switch.
Right.
They wanted the authority to independently audit the Pentagon's use of Mythos and pull the plug if they felt it was being used for, say, autonomous targeting without sufficient human oversight.
Which, okay, if you're worried about an AI hallucinating a target and just launching an unprovoked strike, that seems like a fairly reasonable guardrail to want.
It does, yeah, from a corporate ethics standpoint. But from a national security standpoint, the Pentagon's response was essentially, we cannot have our critical defense infrastructure beholden to the changing ethical whims of a corporate board in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
They chose raw capability combined with total ownership. They went with the companies willing to, hand over the keys and step away rather than
Yeah.
the company demanding to stay in the passenger seat.
Wow. So the military is embedding AI directly into the kernel of its defense strategy, entirely isolated from the outside world. And ironically, that perfectly mirrors what Microsoft is about to do to your personal computer.
It's the exact same shift, just on the micro level.
We really need to talk about the massive leak of the Windows 12 source code.
Right, codenamed Hudson Valley Next, slated for fall 2026. This leak basically confirms that Windows is transitioning to an agent-first OS.
And the centerpiece of this is Copilot Core. Now, just to be totally clear, this is not the little chatbot panel we have in Windows 11 right now. You can't just click an X and close this one.
Not at all. Copilot Core operates at the kernel level of the operating system.
Let's pause on that for a second because the word kernel gets thrown around a lot. If the applications on your computer, like your web browser, your video games, your word processor, are the limbs of the body, the kernel is the brainstem.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It is the central nervous system. It controls the memory, the hardware, everything.
That's the perfect analogy. And historically, we keep applications strictly separated from the kernel for security and stability reasons.
Right.
But Microsoft is putting Copilot Core directly into the brainstem. It runs continuously, locally, and has absolute zero-ring access to everything you do.
Everything.
Literally every file you save, every email you draft, every pixel on your screen, it processes all of it in real time to learn your specific behaviors, and it automates tasks before you even ask.
But running a model that's sophisticated locally requires serious horsepower, which brings us to the hardware lock. According to the leak, Windows 12 mandates a neural processing unit, an NPU capable of at least 40 TOPS.
Yeah, and TOPS stands for trillion operations per second.
Trillion.
And that number, 40, it isn't arbitrary. To run a quantized large language model natively on your device without massive lag, the chip needs to execute matrix math at an incredibly high volume.
Right, which standard CPUs just can't do.
Exactly. They aren't built for that kind of parallel processing. So 40 TOPS is the absolute floor, just to keep the agent running smoothly without your entire computer grinding to a halt.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though. I'm looking at the IDC market research, and 85% of current PCs do not have a 40 TOPS NPU.
Most people don't.
Microsoft is basically locking out millions of active users just to aggressively compete with what Apple is doing with local processing.
Yeah.
Honestly, isn't this just the Windows Vista disaster all over again? Vista alienated everyone with insane hardware requirements.
It is a massive, highly calculated gamble. I mean, they know the Vista comparison is out there.
They have to.
But they also know that relying on cloud processing for AI is a dead end. The latency is too high and the server costs are just astronomical.
Yeah.
For AI to truly become the new user interface, it has to live on the hardware. Intel and AMD are certainly celebrating because this forces the biggest hardware upgrade supercycle in a decade.
So for you listening, here is the timeline. Security updates for Windows 11 officially end in October 2028.
Right.
By then, you either have to buy a brand new machine with a heavy-duty NPU, or you have to jump ship to an alternative like Linux.
And that timeline forces a very serious conversation about privacy.
Oh, definitely.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation has already flagged this leaked build. The EFF is calling Copilot Core the most invasive operating system feature ever created.
Wow.
Yeah, having a background agent constantly mapping your personal digital life, even if Microsoft promises it never leaves the local device, is a monumental shift in trust.
Which is the perfect pivot, because if Copilot Core has persistent access to all of our local files and our microphone, the immediate question is, what happens when that local data pipeline gets compromised?
It's the nightmare scenario.
We just saw a preview of that with the Discord hack.
The scale of the Discord breach is just staggering. Hackers infiltrated their voice processing servers and exfiltrated 2.3 terabytes of pure voice data.
2.3 terabytes of just audio.
Yeah, and this impacts roughly 40 million gamers, largely based in the U.S.
40 million. And these weren't like hour-long audio recordings. They were tiny snippets. Just 5 to 30-second clips that Discord was temporarily holding to train their background noise suppression algorithm.
Exactly.
And due to a bug, they weren't deleted after the standard 30-day window.
Right. And the hackers just sat in that system for 14 days before Discord even detected the intrusion.
So back to the hook of this deep dive. Are you telling me that a 10-second clip of me raging in a game lobby is all a hacker needs to steal my biometric identity?
Easily, yeah. We need to look at how modern voice cloning actually functions. These AI models, they don't just copy and paste audio.
Maybe they do in that.
They break your voice down into bass phones and map its acoustic features.
Like your pitch and stuff.
Right, your pitch variations, your breath patterns, even the specific resonance of your vocal cords. They map all that into a multidimensional latent space.
So it's essentially building a mathematical formula of my vocal tract.
Exactly. Once it has that formula, it uses predictive algorithms to stitch those acoustic features together to generate entirely novel sentences.
Wow.
10 to 30 seconds of clean, noise-reduced audio is more than enough data to achieve 95% accuracy.
That's terrifying.
It captures your precise cadence. To a human ear, especially over a compressed cellular network, it is completely indistinguishable from the real you.
And people are actively weaponizing this right now. Looking at the 2025 FBI stats, there were 12,000 reported cases of fraud using voice deepfakes, resulting in over $450 million in damages.
The mechanics of the scam are brutally effective. The hackers use the cloned voice to call a target's parents, their spouse, or their employer.
And they panic them.
Right. They simulate a high-stress emergency claiming they've been in a car crash or are being held in jail and demand an immediate, untraceable wire transfer.
Oh, my.
The panic combined with hearing the exact voice of your loved one completely overrides critical thinking.
So how do we actually defend against this? Because if the technology is 95% accurate, telling people to, you know, listen closely for audio glitches is terrible advice.
It's useless advice at this point. You have to adopt zero trust protocols in your personal relationships. First, establish a family security code today. Treat it like a password.
A safe word for your family.
Exactly. Second, if you receive an emergency call, ask a highly specific question only that person would know. The name of your childhood dog. A specific memory from a vacation.
Right.
And the golden rule. Never authorize a financial transfer based purely on a phone call. Hang up and verify the situation through a completely separate channel, like a FaceTime call or a message on a different platform.
It's just wild to think about. Your PC operating system is watching everything you do. The military is letting AI run its networks, and your voice is being mathematically cloned to steal from your family.
It's a lot to process.
If our personal security paradigms are breaking under the weight of this technology, it makes complete sense that the business models built on top of old software are breaking too.
They're crumbling.
We saw this play out in real time with the SaaS apocalypse.
Yeah, February 2026 was a brutal month for the SaaS market. Software as a service took a massive hit, wiping out $285 billion in market value almost overnight.
$285 billion. And the panic was entirely driven by the fear that models like GPT-5 were just going to obliterate traditional software.
That was the narrative.
The logic being, why would a company pay for 20 different subscriptions for project management, data entry, and CRM software when an AI agent can just natively perform those tasks?
Exactly. The market basically priced in the death of software. But then Matt Garman, the CEO of AWS, did this major interview with Fortune pushing back on that entire narrative.
Right.
He called it a golden opportunity. He argued the panic was fundamentally misunderstanding what was actually happening.
Okay, I have to push back here, though. Of course, the CEO of Amazon Web Services says the AI revolution is a golden opportunity. He sells the cloud compute.
Well, yes.
AWS is the landlord collecting rent on the servers these models run on. Mm-hmm. Isn't he just talking up his own book?
It's a totally fair skepticism, and he certainly has a vested interest in cloud consumption. But his underlying technical argument is completely sound. Software isn't dying. The interaction layer is shifting.
Okay, explain that.
For 30 years, the paradigm was a user inputs commands into a graphical interface. The new paradigm is an AI automatically executes tasks across APIs.
So the business model has to shift from per-seat licenses to per-task consumption.
Precisely. You used to charge a company based on how many human employees had logins to your software. Now you charge based on the volume of tasks the AI agent completes using your software's back-end infrastructure.
And looking at the numbers, AWS AI revenue exploded by 180% to $35 billion, and they're hiring 11,000 new engineers.
Yeah.
Which brings up another point. Garman made the role of the software developer is completely changing.
They're transitioning from code writers to AI orchestrators. Instead of spending weeks writing front-end interface code so a human can click a button, developers are wiring together complex, secure APIs so autonomous agents can access databases and perform actions without hallucinating or breaking the system.
It is a massive structural pivot.
It really is.
And this structural pivot isn't just happening in the enterprise world. It's bleeding into entertainment. Just as SaaS companies are having to abandon the per-seat license, console makers are having to abandon the hardware box.
Right, which brings us to the massive gaming news.
The definitive end of Xbox exclusivity. Microsoft confirmed that Halo: Campaign Evolved, which is this massive ground-up Unreal Engine 5 remake of the original game with brand new prequel missions, is launching day one of the PlayStation 5 in 2026.
Right alongside the PC and Xbox releases.
I have to admit, as someone who bought that original massive green plastic Xbox in 2001, purely to play Halo, this is a massive shock.
I'm sure it is.
Halo is the DNA of the Xbox brand, but the math is just ruthless. Xbox console sales plummeted 35% in 2025. Meanwhile, the PS5 has an install base of over 60 million units. Did Microsoft just officially kill the entire identity of the Xbox to chase game sales?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, Phil Spencer's strategy has been pointing to this for years. They've realized that the traditional console cycle, you know, spending billions to take a loss on manufacturing hardware just to trap players in an ecosystem, is obsolete.
Right.
He explicitly stated, "We are a gaming company, not a console company." They measure success by active players and subscription revenue, regardless of what screen you're looking at.
So it's basically the Netflix model. Netflix doesn't care if you watch their shows on a Samsung TV or an iPad, as long as you pay the monthly fee.
Exactly. And Wall Street totally agrees with the strategy. Microsoft's stock bumped 2.3% on this announcement alone. Putting Halo in front of 60 million PlayStation users could easily generate an additional $500 million to $1 billion in software revenue. But it likely marks the end of traditional Xbox console generations. The concept of buying a specific piece of plastic to play a specific game is dying.
Adapt or die. The Pentagon adapts by putting AI in the bunker. Microsoft adapts by forcing AI into your computer's brainstem. Developers adapt into orchestrators. And Xbox adapts into a software service.
It is relentless.
It really is. Which is why our final story today is highly necessary. We need a little bit of pure escapism.
We definitely need it after analyzing this much systemic upheaval.
Unknown Worlds finally announced that Subnautica 2 is hitting early access on May 14th, 2026.
Yes.
It's $29.99, rebuilt in Unreal Engine 5. Most importantly, it features four-player co-op. I'm not going to lie. Knowing that the tech world is basically tearing its own foundations apart, it's nice to know gamers can just escape, log on with friends, dive into an alien ocean, and build an underwater base. It's comforting.
It is a phenomenal game and a great distraction, but looking at the synthesis of everything we've unpacked today, from the kernel-level AI to the massive voice data breaches, I think there's a rather sobering final thought we need to leave the listeners with.
Oh, come on. Are you really going to ruin my underwater base right now?
Just think about the convergence of these technologies. Fast forward slightly. You're running Windows 12. Copilot Core is deeply integrated into your system.
Okay.
It has spent months quietly analyzing exactly how you play Subnautica. It knows your actions per minute, how you manage your inventory, the specific way you build your bases, and your exact reaction times when a Leviathan attacks.
Okay, so the AI knows my playstyle.
Now, factor in the Discord breach. A hacker currently possesses a flawless, mathematically perfect, 95% accurate deepfake of your voice, capturing your exact tone and cadence.
Oh, well, I see exactly where this is going.
If the underlying OS knows how you play, and the deepfake models know how you speak, how long is it until an autonomous AI agent, directed by a malicious actor, logs into Subnautica 2, perfectly impersonates your voice over the headset, perfectly mimics your gameplay style, and spends hours gaming with your closest friends.
Without them ever realizing you aren't actually there.
Exactly.
That is legitimately terrifying.
Yeah.
And it perfectly brings everything full circle. These epicenters aren't isolated.
No, they aren't.
The military AI, the desktop agents, the voice hacks, the business shifts, they're all weaving together into one massive, unavoidable reality.
The ground under our feet is moving simultaneously. We just have to learn how to walk on it.
Well, on that slightly paranoia-inducing note, we want to encourage you to keep questioning the information around you. Don't just let the tech happen to you. Understand the mechanisms behind it.
Stay vigilant.
Establish those family safe words today. Check your PC's MPU specs before October 2028. And maybe ask your co-op buddy a highly personal question before you dive into the alien ocean. That does it for today's deep dive. Stay curious, stay secure, and we'll catch you next time.
Take care, everyone.